This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's Informative Wednesday, and this is the Farmers Corner. We are joined by you, Mr. Ukhulekani Wakamasango, the MUT alumni, the professional farmer and businessman, the founder and director of Masango Agri Services and Farming. And as a professional farmer today, he will be helping us to understand what is soil conservation. Mr. Masango, good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, sir. Njani?
Siyaphila, khamba kahle.
Akufani kahle.
Thank you so much. Ngicabanga ukuthi nasizwana kahle. On my side, ngiyakuzwa futhi nabalaleli bazokwazi futhi ukuzwa kahle. So, Mr. Masango, before we dive into today's discussion, tell us about Masango Agri Services and Farming.
Oh, okay. Masango Agri Services and Farming, the company is a yinja, we agriculture. So, there's our services. In the same time, process number products. So, say a child, umoba, matumbo, patata, amazamba, and then, and then, kuma services, kunalabantu laba, umudutolu tutena, minangwa, who child, but can get handy, said above, was conilla covet, and as I was with chadella, no munuso to a child, but so thinking, I could say, ish, that was a funny little fool, and ish, the main king, and no man can learn. That's figure to a figure for Ned. Over, I need to champion, I was to for chadan. Zakwazi futhi nalapho ukusiza ukuthi i-check-e indawo yakho, siyibone ukuthi indawo ekanjani, yini engakwazi utshele yakhona. So siyakwazi uku-advise futhi nalapho. So Masango Agri Services nje yenza almost everything based kwi-agriculture.
So that is why ibizwa ngoma Masango Agri Services and Farming.
Yebo.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Mr. Masango. So, diving into today's discussion, we're speaking about soil conservation. But before, Sizwe Singenelapo, what is a soil conservation? I want to know, Gutena, can I be a farmer, Mina, myself? So, who is and what is a farmer?
Ungaba is a farmer. So, umuntu esimbiza ngefarmer is a person who is engaged in agriculture. So we agriculture it can be crop production or animal farming. So if we go to gain the labour in Komo, in Bozi, so we farm and so what up on the Maxwania child, if they do child look Kaisa, no mucha leguja, or we farm across the form agriculture.
So I can't be a farmer without any knowledge of agriculture or without doing any course that is agricultural related.
Yeah, you can because abazali bethu sina sikhule iagriculture kuyona esebenza kakhulu emakhaya. So sikhule kutshalwa bebengazange bakuyele esikoleni lokho. Because ungabona ezinye izinto abazenzayo sina siyifunde sesifunde esikoleni but sasikhula siyibona. Sina sesiyazi ukuthi ukuthi kwenziwe lani ukuthi kodwa bona bebekwenza nje nge-indigenous knowledge abavele benayo. So you can be a farmer ngaphandle kokuthi uze uye kokufundela. Uma usuya kokufundela usufuna ukuba advanced, ufuna ukuthola because izinto ziyashintsha nawe ndakeni. So sokufuna ukuba up to standard.
You spoke about the different sectors. I don't know whether to call it sectors or categories of farming. You spoke of animal production. Can you just maybe give us these types of agriculture?
Okay, so animal farming, it depends. Again, the Utho Tlampe, Unez Nkomo, because I was Genele Nyam, was Genele Obi.
Oh, yeah.
Okanye ube nesinkoko ungasigcinela inyama usifuyele ukuthi uproduce amaqanda ngoba eSouth Africa sinenkinga nje okwamanje kunesifo esifikile sezinkoko so amaqanda ayasijodela that's why sesizwe kuthiwa bazocela amazwe angaphandle ukuthi asilethele amaqanda so uyakwazi ukufuya ufuyele inyama okanye ufuyele ubisi or even isiklabhu uyakwazi ukufuya isiklabhu ufuyele ukuthi uthole i-wool esiklabhini still farming naleyo Mukwe in Yamaga, Kogu, in Komo, in Bosi, Ogani Uchade, Uchala, Chalamavechi, Namafruits, automatic, Omunimutu, Amos, automatic, Vage, and no automatic fruit. So Uchalo automatic, you can take the Wagasha, or after catching you with the squad of Solubus, or one day, which of health.
So tomato is not a veg, it's a fruit. never knew that. I've always thought Sukutina tomato is a vegetable. But again, Mr. Masago is telling us Sukutena from today, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mfuna Mutozo Tena, tomato is a veg. If tomato is not a veg, it is a fruit. So, Mr. Masago, thank you so much for clarifying that. So, now, is soil conservation? What is a soil or is soil conservation?
So, soil conservation is a combination of practices. It's what happens if I forget umshabat, So, the Sadama practices is to protect the soil from degradation of the Vedela Pant, umshabat. So, Gobaskuma umshabat, Usugan, Kani, Gunamaleas, all five. But for today, in the Santa Menchinaji, all three, Obi, all horizon, Obi, humus. This layer contains the organic material, pair. And then there's an A horizon with topsoil. Then the topsoil contains a mixture of minerals and organic material. But kuna ngama minerals, there's the kuluma, carbon nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. That will amba macronutrients acting as a lang amount of one link, HIV. So Mississippi, nama nyama trends acting as a lang, HIV, and jungles in no copper. Then Mississippi, the P horizon. If the horizon is subsoil, so you're not.
Types of soils. I want to know more, but I'm not going to dive into that. Maybe that's the discussion for another day. So you spoke of is soil degradation. What causes now this soil degradation?
Okay, so isn't that is sort of degradation of the lapas from Shabbat? Isn't doesn't why it's as abandoned, not only my farmers, but abandoned, you see, so okay. And also, Ushangene isn't from invaluable. So Kulma get deforestation. Deforestation, it work on us, the Kenga Kona is slash, the Bulana Massas, in Ashwanjan. But second, you know, I'm born up, whom in the penny turned and the go cooking with slash. By Kenya, that's the best thing in the mood. When the good is in a pin, is in mail. So, local Okama with Sasa, who is supposed to Shabbat, in Fulin, Nasimuin, if saying Elko is Sasa, would you look at some Shabbat, in Fula, Ishai, Tarek, and Shabbat, and then Shabbat is going to be eroded. So, my local Shabbat to Sukumo Shagel, because he sat as a says, would see if Ugnet, in Fulin, a shy Tarek, and Shabbat, he got a Sasa, if he is in Elko is heavy, as it was, my Shigam Shabbat. And then,
yes.
Between the food system and the overgrazing. Overgrazing, you have to sample of wheel is gum or rainbows. Then, then,
Right. Okay. Now we know all the causes of a soil degradation. Randomly, what is the difference between a soil erosion and a soil degradation?
Okay. A soil erosion, kuluma nje ngokuguguleka umhlabathi.
Oh.
And move away or involve a flat.
Yes.
The soil degradation, it can be lose a nutrients. If umhlabathi usungekho productive enough, then the umhlabathi has been degraded. What's the value actually?
Wonderful. I'm learning, ladies and gentlemen. I know kutena I am somebody othandayo ukufunda. So I'm learning. Sengiyazi kutena kahle kahle there are different types of soil. I never knew that before, but now I know. So Mr. Masango, we're speaking about is soil conservation. So now I wanna know what is the importance now of conserving the soil.
Oh, okay. So kubaluleke kakhulu ukuthi uconserve umhlabathi wethu, because actually without umhlabathi there's no agriculture. Without umhlabathi there's no food, there's no meat. Because sitshala kuona umhlabathi. And then we know ukuthi ipopulation iyakhula every now and again. As much as we want equality ekudleni esikudlayo, we also need the quantity. So by conserving our soil, ukwazi ukuthi ukwazi ukuthola quality food and also quantity eyanele abantu abakhona. So by conserving umhlabathi, sigcina itopsoil yethu isendaweni eyodwa, ayizoguguleka, futhi iphinde ibe productive, ikhona ikwazi ukuseva ama-agricultural resources ethu for a very long time.
Ugogo used to say, because ugogo beyitshale izihlahla laphana ezansi komuzi, she will say, uma kufika umoya omkhulu thina siphephile because of ihlahla. I want to know maybe randomly before siqhubeka ne conversation yethu yanamhlanje, kubaluleke ngani ukutshala izihlahla ikakhulukazi eduze kwemizi?
So yabona lapho ke uma esho kanjalo ihlahla besisebenza as ama barriers.
Yeah.
So if umoya uqhamuka uzothi ufika endlini uzobe usungekho as strong as kade ufike ngakhona.
Ihlahla
ziyawupholisa lowo moya.
Yeah.
Ngokutho sometimes makufika isiphepho utsho ukuthi jwele ukuqhamuka esayidini eliyi-1 uma kunesiphepho asiqhamuki phezulu, so kusuke kunesayidi lapho uza ngakhona umoya. So if kukhona ihlahla uzofika ustrike ey'hlahleni, then udlula usudlula nje sekumoya, ungeke usadala umonakalo ezindlini. And also ihlahla zinama-roots a strong and ahambayo. Isihlahla singaba nempande utho hlampe ingahambe from over a meter emhlabathini.
Yeah.
So ngalokho ibamba umhlabathi iwuhlanganise ndawonye, kangokuba kuba nzima ukuthi umuve kalula or ube eroded.
Oh wow. Wonderful, wonderful. Soil conservation. Now, what are the farming practices that are there as our servants are now to conserve the soil?
Oh, okay. So, but legally, we see the practices is so servants that are cool, like training, you very much about it. Your bank shale, we see apparently, there's no agriculture, there's no farming. So, ngingaye ngithi kubaluleke ukuthi sisebenzise i-contour plowing. Uma ngikhuluma nge-contour plowing, ngikhuluma ngama-furrows that follows the curve rather than ama-furrows are straight up or straight down. If ukubona mhlampe makutshaliwe awuthi uma uvula umsele o-vertical. So ngaso sonke isikhathi uma uvula umsele funa umsele yakho ibe horizontal. Why is that? Ingoba if uvula umsele o-vertical, amasizi wakho asengozini ukuthi abe eroded umhlabathi wakho. Even if ufaka umquba, if imsele yakho im-vertical, so uzoba eroded lo mquba loyo, angeke ukwazi ukusebenza because uzohamba nemvula makufika imvula. If imsele yakho im-horizontal, so kuba lula ukuthi amasizi akho angeke amuveke, then noma imvula ifika because imisele yakho i-horizontal angeke kwazi ukuthi kube washed away by ama-flood. And then also siba ne-terrace farming. I-terrace farming ngingalinganisa ngama-stepis. So ama-stepis ufika unyukele kuphinde kube flat, uphinde unyukele kuphinde kube flat. So ngalokho utshala kule ndawo e-flat uze imvula uma iqhamuka izofika yehle ifike ihlalela ku-flat khona. In that time ama-plants ayakwazi ukuthi athola amanzi and then phinde kwehlele futhi phinde kube flat. So utshala kulezi ndawo lezi ezi-flat, uvula indawo enjengama-stepis then lokhu utshala lapho kuze ihlahla zakho ikwazi ukuthola amanzi futhi zingakwazi ukuthi zehle nemvula. mesukuba ne crop rotation. Crop rotation ibalulekile kakhulu bengashiqaleni ukuthi ifuzo tshala isitshalo esodwa endaweni eyodwa kaningi ukuthi umhlabathi lo uphelelwa yivelu or uluza inutrient mhlampe eyi-1 esenziswa leso sitshalo ositshala la kuleyo ndawo. So if uzosebenzisa i-crop rotation, let's say ilinganise ngombila nobhontshisi mhlawumbe kubona emakhaya noma la kutshalwa khona njalo uma kuzotshala umbila kuhlezi kuzoba khona ubhontshisi eduzane noma kutshalwa endaweni efanayo ku-2 because kuyasebenzisana. Umbila usebenzisa i-nitrogen kakhulu, uyayithatha nje uthanda i-nitrogen.
Yeah.
So we have ether with nitrogen. And then ubhontshisi uyayikhipha i-nitrogen awuyifuni, awuyisebenzisina kancane. So la kutshalwe khona ubhontshisi lo mhlabathi uzoba ne-nitrogen eminingi ngoba ubhontshisi uzoyikhipha i-nitrogen. Then umbila the same nitrogen ekhishwa ubhontshisi wona uyayithatha uyayisebenzisa kuze ukhule kahle. So ngalokho umhlabathi wakho uhlale ubhalansi. Kuso utshala ihlahla embili esihambiselana, okunye ekhipha okunye, okunye kuyakuthatha lokho kuyakusebenzisa. So masoro sama crops lapho utshala umbili utshala ubhontshisi utshala umbili utshala ubhontshisi okanye vele utshale kanye kanye ku-2. And then lethe siba ne-no-till farming. I-no-till farming abantu abaningi especially emakhaya angikaze ngibone beyisebenzisa. So i-no-till farming isize kutheni awuphazamisi umhlabathi, awuvele nje ufake ugandaganda ulime yonke indawo. Umba umgodi la uzofaka khona leyo seed kuphela. Uhamba umba nje utshale lapho, umbe lapho utshale lapho ngaphandle kokuphazamisa umhlabathi. So ngalokho kwenza umhlabathi wakho ungakwazi ukuthi ube eroded because awuzange ulokhu uvu kuzo. Umbe nje lapho la uzofaka khona iseed leyo kuphela. And then okubalulekile futhi ukuthi sireduce ukusebenzisa ama-pesticide. So siyazi ukuthi ama-pesticide ahlupha kakhulu ezitshalweni zethu, especially iklabishi ne-spinach. Nami nje khona engisitshalile la ama-pesticide ahlupha kakhulu, but angathanda ukusebenzisa ama-pesticide kakhulu. Okungcono ukuthi at least ube nama-better crops uzowatshala around lapho ukuze ama-pests angezi kwi-spinach sakho or kulezo y'tshalo zakho oy'tshalile, avinjwe ilama-better crops lawa akhona. And then also wenze intercropping, utshale iy'tshalo ngokuyimixa endaweni eyodwa. Ngalokho ama-pests awadedi, akufani noma utshale into eyodwa ayazi ukuthi le nto zoba ayidla azohlezi efika lapho. Then if utshale iy'tshalo eziningi aba-confused, ngalokho uyalimitha kube khona ama-pests endaweni yakho. And then also kune-mulching. So nge-mulching la khona sikhava khona umhlabathi.
Yeah.
Ifeta ukhava ngama-plant residues, mhlampe utshale usebomile then uzofaka endaweni la utshale khona. So ngalokhu avoid ukuthi uma kunetha imvula ishaye direct emhlabathini wakho okanye uma kufika umoya ukwazi ukuphula umhlabathi wakho. Okunye futhi wakwazi ukusebenzisa uplastiki, yabo undlala uplastiki la uzotshala khona and then uzoqophoza nje la uzofaka khona leso sitshalo leso nalapho uvukela umhlabathi. Imagine futhi iphinde isize ekutheni because umhlabathi uvalelile i-moisture uyayimaintaina i-moisture content umhlabathi wakho ihlezi i-right because awalosi kakhulu amanzi because umbozile. Also futhi akuzokhula ukhula emhlabathini wakho because umbozile. Uma umbozileke noma ubeke something endaweni ethizeni ukubona uma seyisusa for isikhathi esithi kuningekho ukhula lapho suke lishile. So uyakwazi ukontrola i-weight ngokuthi wenze i-margin. Also futhi umhlabathi wakho usuke ugcine u-right. Mesa sibale ne-afforestation.
Yeah.
I-afforestation ibaluleke kakhulu. Ngathi ukubone ema-towns especially. Umasipala uzama ngendlela zonke ukuthi kube khona iy'tshalo or iy'hlahla ezitshalwayo edrobheni.
Yeah.
Because iy'hlahla njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ziyakwazi ukubamba umhlabathi ngama-roots ukuthi umhlabathi wakho unga-move. Ungabi eroded. So i-afforestation ila khona sisuke sitshala khona iy'hlahla. So noma inini noma ikephi uma uthola ithuba tshala isihlahla uze nje umhlabathi wakho uhlezi u-right. Ya ilokho-ke
afforestation
Oh wow. So lawo ma farming practices now esingawasebenzisa uyasho Mr. Masango esingawasebenzisa to conserve the soil. Mr. Masango, before I let you go, emakhaya ikakhulukazi ifo sitshala, we used to do lento le kuthiwa imbede, yabona, ifo sifaka ama seeds laphayana noma sikhulisa ama seeds ukuze sikwazi ukutshala. So leyo nto right ukuthena siyenze, especially before angithi siyavukuza kadusho kade ukhuluma izinto eziningi about the soil conservation. Siyavukuza and also mase siyayinqwambelana inhlabathi for us ukuthena senze a bed like a stand ezokwazi khona ukufaka khona ama seed. I right leyo nto leyo?
Yes, I right kakhulu ukwenza ibedding.
Yeah.
Because especially so mhlambe khona ama crops njengamazambane, because amazambane akhula phansi. So if wenze ibedding wanikeza ispace esikhulu ukuthi akhule abe makhulu. So ibedding i right kakhulu uzotshala.
Oh, nice one, nice one. Mr. Masango, thank you so much. We need to know from you, or we need more from you, Mr. Masango. How can we communicate with you on the socials or the contact details? We all know kutena usazo lokubuya nje njalo on the Wednesday at 22 to 12. So can you please share my contact?
Oh, okay. So mina ku Facebook, ngiyatholala ku Facebook, ku LinkedIn ngikhona futhi ezukhulekani Masango. So ungasithola futhi kwi page lethu okuyiMasango Agri Services and Farming. And then also we have the WhatsApp number okwazi ukusithola kuyona oku 0844 937 891. Anytime isithani kithini noma tho udinga ini nje basic agriculture siyakwazi ukusisiza.
Thank you so much, Mr. Masango, for being us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.